train takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
G'day, I'm Eric, and welcome to episode 25 of Eric to the Penalty Box, covering week 11 of the Australian Ice Hockey League regular season for 2015. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The Bears finally have a week off coming up this weekend, but let's talk about last weekend before we talk about next weekend. So what happened in weekend number 11? The Mustangs hosted the Brave on Saturday and won 3-2 in a shootout. Mustangs winning their 3-2 in a shootout. The Bears absolutely demolished the Ice Dogs at the Penrith Ice Palace 10-3 on the Saturday. And also on Saturday, the Ice defeated the Adrenaline 4-2. And the North Stars defeated the Thunder in Perth by the same score, 4-2. On Sunday, it was a repeat of the doubleheader series in Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. The Brave defeated the Mustangs 5-4 on Sunday in Melbourne. The Ice took maximum points against the Adrenaline 3-1 in Adelaide, and the Thunder shared the points with the North Stars, Thunder winning 4-3. And so let's have a look at the competition ladder as it stands at the moment, because the competition is heating up. Some teams have played 19 games. The Bears, the Adrenaline and the Brave have played 19. The North Stars have played 18. The Thunder have played 17. And the Mustangs and the Ice Dogs have played 16 out of a 28 game regular season. The North Stars are on top on 39, followed by the Thunder on 36. The Ice on 34, the Bears on 30, there's your top four. North Stars, Thunder, Ice and Bears. And then 2 points behind them, we have the Adrenaline and the Brave, who play this weekend in Adelaide on 28. Mustangs hanging on for grim life on 16. And the Ice Dogs still haven't won in regulation. Only a shootout win against the Bears to show for their season. They're on 2 points. Let's have a look. Before we have a look at some detail in what is happening, before we go back and have a look at what happened last weekend, let's tell you about this weekend coming up. The Melbourne Ice are hosting the Thunder in two games, Saturday and Sunday, in Melbourne. The Mustangs are on the road. They play the North Stars on Saturday in Newcastle, the Fox Sports game of the week, and they play the Ice Dogs on Sunday. The Adrenaline hosts the Brave on Saturday and Sunday, so we've basically got a couple of series again. The Ice and the Thunder in Melbourne, the Adrenaline and the Brave in Adelaide, and then the Ice Dogs host the Mustangs and the North Stars host the Mustangs, so the Mustangs are on the road. Now, before we get into looking at last week's game, I'll just play you a couple of interviews that I recorded prior to the Bears' 10-3 win against the Sydney Ice Dogs. First of all, we're going to hear from new Sydney Ice Dogs coach Mario Passarelli. I originally recorded this for Bears Hockey Radio. Now chatting with Ice Dogs coach Mario Passarelli, and that seems so strange, Mario, considering that you were a Bear at the start of this year.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's always nice to come back and, you know, see the familiar faces and stuff like that.
So,
So the first time that you coached the team, the Ice Dogs, that was the last battle of Sydney at Liverpool. You were basically handed the reins, do your best, and you guys actually came out with a shootout win. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was, it was pretty good. It was fun to have that first game, especially being at home, and then, to play the Bears was just all the more sweet that it was our first win of the season, and it ended in a shootout fashion. It was pretty emotional, but it was good.
Now, of course, you're still waiting for your first shootout win. Sorry, your first regulation win. Still waiting for that one.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the circumstances that we're in, and the numbers that we have. Especially with having a young team. It's a battle every game for those guys, especially on the ice. We're not just going to get handed a win, and the league is really good and it's really competitive because everyone comes out and has to play their best to to make it to the finals. Because only four teams make it, so every game counts. So we just need to do what we need to do what we've been doing the last few weeks, and that comes down to being disciplined and just working hard.
Is there any one area that you're trying to concentrate on more than others?
I think that just getting the overall consistency of playing a full game. We have a lot of young kids, and sometimes we play two periods and then we drop for a period, or maybe we come out slow and let the other team set the pace of the game. And we just need to battle harder and be more consistent.
And looking at today's game against the Bears, is there one area that you should be looking out on their behalf?
Yeah, the Bears are a really good team. I know that firsthand. Because I know everyone on the team, and they're a good team. So we're gonna have to have a good defensive-minded game. We're gonna have to buckle down their own zone. Because their top three, four guys are pretty skilled in the offensive zone.
Now, finally, we started the hashtag Passarelli Watch at the start of the year because you can skate, you're a goalie, and now you're a coach. Is there any possibility of being a player coach that has happened in the league before?
We've kind of thought about that. It was kind of something that we had thought about when I first came on with the Dogs.
We're here with both Sydney Bears coaches just before the game. Ron, Vlad, good afternoon to guys.
How you doing, Eric? Good afternoon.
Now, we had a mixed weekend in Melbourne with a win and a loss, but let's look forward to this game, the Battle of Sydney. How have the guys looked during the week, Vlad?
I think they were pretty good. Some guys were a little bit tired from the weekend because the weekend on the road was tough, and both games were tough there, but I think they bounced back and will be ready for tonight.
Yeah, I agree. It was a tough weekend and started off good, didn't end so well, and here's our chance to redeem ourselves.
Anything special that needed work during the week, or was it just general skills and that sort of thing?
Well, we're still missing a few players, so there's not much we can do about that, but I think the problems that we had or kind of issues that we had, we fixed up and we're ready to go.
I agree. We are missing a few guys during the week, but we just worked on the systems that we practiced before and we're getting ready for this game.
Now, we all know that the Ice Dogs beat the Bears last time in a shootout over at Liverpool. They haven't won in regulation yet. Is there anything that you need to concentrate on with the Ice Dogs?
No, we have to treat them like any other quality team. That's the trick. Every night, every team, you have to treat with respect. And if you don't, you're going to see terrible results. So, we respect our opposition. We'll come out and meet the challenge.
Well, it was disappointing. Lost the game we played in Liverpool, and we have to redeem ourselves and play with a bit more effort. And every game we have to treat like a playoff game at this stage of the season. And we have to win tonight. So that's the message to the change room.
So currently fifth on the table, the Bears have a pretty light July. This is only one of three games. The other two are against Canberra. Anything that we can do to keep the boys motivated and also give them a bit of a rest at the same time?
Well, as I said, every game is a playoff game for us at this stage, and playing only three games this month, we have to win all of them, especially against Canberra. But obviously tonight's game is important as well, and hopefully we can get 9 points out of this month, and just look forward to August to complete all around to Final Four.
Exactly.
Ron, Vlad, good luck this afternoon. Good luck to the Bears. Good luck to the Ice Dogs. And back.
Thanks, Eric.
No worries, guys.
One pig, perfect.
Sweet.
So now that you've heard what you heard from the Ice Dogs coach and also the Bears coaches, let's have a look at what actually happened. The Ice Dogs, due to injuries and suspension, had a very short bench. In total, they had one goalie and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 skaters. So a very difficult proposition for the Ice Dogs at the best of times, with only a very short bench. And then, of course, they had to play the Bears well above them on the competition table. And then, of course, you've got penalties and all of that sort of stuff to take into consideration as well. And needless to say, fatigue was going to be a major factor for the Ice Dogs apart from anything else. The Bears opened the scoring very early on with a goal to Tommy Lander to make it 1-0 Bears. Quite a few minutes later, Joe Hartcherick made it 2-0 Bears with a goal. And then with just under 90 seconds to go in the period, Paddy Ward scored a power play goal to make it 3-0 Bears at the end of the first period. Shots on goal favoured the Bears 13-4. The goals continued in the second period with goals to Alex Padalek, Richard Tesserick and also Spencer Austin to make it 6-0 at the end of the second period. Bears winning shots on goals 12-6. And then in the third period, the first three goals to the Bears were power play goals. Michael Schlamp lit the Schlamp. Joe Hartcherick got his second. And Lachlan McKenzie got his first ever goal in the Australian Ice Hockey League. And then after that, it was 9-0. Match obviously gone well and truly before that point. The Ice Dogs then got on the board with three goals in 45 seconds. Starting at 2:30, remaining goals to Kevin Harvey. Jackson not scoring his first goal in the Australian Ice Hockey League. We were wondering why he was celebrating when he was down 9-2, but it was his first goal in the Australian Ice Hockey League, so you can understand that. And then Alex Stevenson also scored for the Ice Dogs, making it 9-3. And then with 1:06 remaining, Spencer Austin scored for the Bears to make it 10-3. And Spencer Austin's second goal of the afternoon. Now, as a defenseman, Spencer doesn't usually score, and he was very happy to not only score one goal but score two goals as well. Got himself on the scoreboard twice in the one game. The major incident happened in the third period, penalty wise. Jared Smith received a 5-minute slashing major and a 20-minute game misconduct. Wasn't very happy. Took out the dressing room door. And I'll be very surprised if he plays this weekend against the Mustangs. Also had a similar sort of incident against CBR Brave the week before. Camille Dreiner didn't have much to do in net, saving 15 out of 18. I was looking okay for his shutout there, but he let through three quick goals in quick succession. Jake Burgess, needless to say, had a lot to do for the loss. He saved 30 out of 40 shots, and as I said during the Bears Hockey Radio call, didn't matter what Jake Burgess was doing, there was no one to replace him. So a very hard afternoon in the office for Jake Burgess, as the Bears simply too good for the Ice Dogs, 10-3. Could have been well and truly higher than 10-3 at some stages there. The Ice Dogs did show some fight early on in the second period and also the first period, and they did stage a mini comeback towards the end, but it was well and truly gone by that stage. And so the Bears now have the weekend off, and then they have two other games at the end of July, both against CBR Brave. We move on to the next game. Speaking of the CBR Brave, have a look at both games between the Mustangs and the Brave. The Saturday game was the Fox Sports Game of the Week, and the Melbourne Mustangs jerseys, the special 4th of July jerseys, look very, very good. They're still available on eBay. People are bidding on them on eBay as we speak. The Mustangs open the scoring with a goal from Jamie Burke in the first period, and then Jeff Grant returned from his injury and made it 2-0 to take the lead, and 2-0 at the end of the first period to the Mustangs. Shots on goal favouring the Mustangs, 12-11. In the second period, there was one goal to Kelly Joffrey late in the period, 2-1 Mustangs at the end of the second. Shots on goal favouring the Mustangs, there, 13-7. And then in the third period, another goal to the Brave to make it 2-2. Tyler Cabara scored towards the middle of the third period, and it remained 2-2 at the end of regulation. Shooting in the shootout for the Mustangs, Jamie Burke, Corey Banfield and Vadim Visajov, all successful with their shots. Scott Pitt scored for the Brave, but Kyle Marinari, he didn't get his goal past Fraser Carson, so the Mustangs won there in a shootout 3-2. Neither team were able to convert their power plays. The Brave having 5 attempts, the Mustangs having 7. So it was a good quality, tight, close game between the Mustangs and the Brave, and the Mustangs won in a shootout on the Saturday. Looking at the Sunday, I should have a look at the goalie stats, by the way, because there's a new goalie for the CBR Brave. Number 69, that's hilarious, Aleski Tiivinen. He had the loss for the CBR Brave, replacing Josh Yunus, who was injured the previous weeks. He saved 28 out of 30. And then we have a look for the Mustangs, and with the win, Fraser Carson, he saved 32 out of 34. And so he got the win there. But Tiivinen, he's an Australian-born guy who spent a lot of his time in Finland as he grew up, but officially he's an Australian. And then on the Sunday, the Brave defeated the Mustangs 5-4. The Brave opened the scoring with goals to Stephen Blunden and Harry Byers to make it 2-0 Brave. And then Vladimir Vajiziov, he scored a goal to make it 2-1 to the Brave at the end of the first. Shots on goal favouring the Brave, 11-9. One goal in the second period to the Brave to make it 3-1 Brave, courtesy of David Dunwoody. And then in the third period, to open up the scoring, David Dunwoody again, a power play goal. That's his second goal of the game, 4-1 Brave. And then Tom Voller scored for the Mustangs to make it 4-2, not long after that. And then a few minutes later, Corey Banfield scored for the Mustangs to make it 4-3, CBR Brave. And then to widen the gap again, with 10 minutes remaining in the period, Stephen Blunden scored to make it 5-3 Brave. And then with 3 minutes 52 remaining, the Mustangs scored, thanks to Brendan McDowell, to make it 5-4 and the final score. Shots on goal favoured the Mustangs, 35-30. And the Brave converted 1 out of 4 of their power plays. The Mustangs didn't convert any of theirs. Aleski Tiivinen, he picked up his first win in the Australian Ice Hockey League, saving 31 out of 35. Fraser Carson with the loss on this occasion, saving 25 out of 30. So the Mustangs, they managed to take home 2 points from the weekend because of the shootout win on the Saturday. And Canberra, they took home 4 points thanks to the shootout loss on Saturday and the win in regulation on Sunday. So that's one of the series completed. Then we go across. Where are we going now? Are we going to Adelaide? Let's go to Adelaide and hear how the ice and the adrenaline went. The ice and the adrenaline are very competitive, and their positions on the table represent that. There was no scoring in the first period on Sunday, but we won't talk about Sunday yet. We'll talk about Saturday. The Melbourne Ice 4 defeated the Adelaide Adrenaline 3. The Melbourne Ice kicked off the scoring with a shorthand goal to Mitch Humphries with 6 minutes remaining in the first period. And then Mitch Humphries scored again with 2:45 remaining in the first to make it 2-0 Mitch Humphries and 2-0 Melbourne Ice. And then with 26 seconds remaining in the period, Tommy Power scored for the Ice to make it 3-0. Shots on goal favouring Adelaide 14-11 there in the first period. Jason Backlick scored the only goal in the second period to make it Melbourne Ice 4-0. And then the Adrenaline came back, staged a fight back in the third period, scoring goals to Corey Eklova, I think. I should watch Power Week before I try this. And Webke Dag scored 2 goals, including a power play goal at the end, to make it 4-3 to the Melbourne Ice in the end. Shots at goal in the last period well and truly favouring Adelaide 25-8. Total shots on goal favouring the Adrenaline 45-30. The Adrenaline converted one of their power plays. The Ice didn't convert either of theirs. No JPM this week for the Melbourne Ice. Alex Lekerik saved 42 out of 45 for the Ice to get the win. And Charlie Smart, he didn't get the win on this occasion, saving 26 out of 30 for the Adrenaline. So the Adrenaline needed to come back on the Sunday. And another tight game. There was no scoring in the first period. Shots on goal, 7-all at the end of the first. Tommy Power got a power play goal early in the second period for the only goal in the second period, 1-0 Melbourne Ice. Shots at goal favouring the Adrenaline 17-6. And then the third period, the Melbourne Ice scored again early thanks to Austin McKenzie to make it 2-0 Ice. And the Adrenaline got their only goal towards the end. Jonathan Boxall scored to make it 2-1 Ice. And then with 2 seconds to go, Tim Johansson scored an empty net goal to make it 3-0 Ice. The Melbourne Ice, they converted 1 out of 3 of their power plays. The Adrenaline didn't convert 2 of theirs. That was game 69, by the way, of the season. Alex Lekerik, he picked up the win, saving 38 out of 39. Charlie Smart, again, picking up the loss, 22 out of 24. So the Adrenaline really needed to pick up some points there, but they didn't. So the Adrenaline are now 2 points out of the top 4 behind the Bears and 6 points behind the Ice. Then we have a look at the top of the table clashes between the Newcastle North Stars and the Perth Thunder at the Thunderdome. And on Saturday, the Newcastle North Stars won 4-2. Only 1 goal in the first period. Tony Kluskeri picked up a goal to make a 1-0 Thunder at the end of the first. Thunder shots a goal in their favour, 11-8 at the end of the first. And then 6 minutes into the second period, Perth Thunder went up 2-0 thanks to a goal for new import Alex Hudson. And then Geordie Woodrick scored a goal with 5:50 remaining in the second to make it 2-1 Thunder. Shots a goal favouring the Thunder 13-11. And in the third period, 3 goals to the Newcastle North Stars. Luke Moffat scored 2 of them in pretty quick succession. And then Geordie Woodrick got an empty net goal with 24 seconds remaining to make the final score, Newcastle 4, Perth 2. Shots a goal even in that period, 15-all. And favouring Thunder in total 39-34. Newcastle North Stars didn't get any power plays and the Thunder didn't convert 2 of theirs. Not very many penalties handed out in that game. Dane Davis picked himself up the win for the North Stars, saving 37 out of 39. And Mark Guckenberger with the narrow loss, 30 out of 33 shots. Then we have a look at the Sunday, and it was the other way around on this occasion, with the Thunder coming up on top 4-3, a very narrow win to the Thunder there. Thunder kicked off the scoring with a goal to Andrew Cox in the first period, 8:45, and then about 40 seconds later, Luke Moffat equalised to make it 1-1 at the end of the first. Shots at goal favouring the North Stars, 14-8 at the end of the first. In the second period, there was another goal to each team. Tony Kuliskeri for the Thunder picked himself up a power play goal with 9:09 remaining. And then Bo Taylor evened things up with 3:28 remaining in the second. 2-2 at the end of the second, shots at goal favouring the North Stars, 17-11. And then in the third period, Luke Dagenault and Alex Hudson scored goals to make it 4-2 Thunder. And the North Stars, they tried to come back, not quite successful on this occasion. Geordie Woodrick scored a goal with 3:57 remaining. Final score there, Thunder 4-3. Shots at goal were even in that period at 14 apiece. North Stars outshot the Thunder 45-33. The Thunder converted two of their four power plays, and the North Stars didn't convert three of their chances. In net, Mark Guggenberger again with the win, 42 out of 45, and Dane Davis with the loss, 29 out of 33. So, recapping this weekend, on both days, the Melbourne Ice host the Perth Thunder, the Adelaide Adrenaline host the Brave in Adelaide, and then the Mustangs are on the road. They go to Newcastle to play the North Stars on Saturday, and they go to Liverpool to play the Ice Dogs on Sunday, and the Bears have the weekend off. Anywho, I'm Eric, hope you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you next week. Good night, Interweb. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to keep your stick on the ice. Keep out of the penalty box.
Get on the train, it takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Get on the train. No more away games. Just us two. Just us two. Just us two. Just us two.